Time is 4:34 p.m. W4BFBARES Net Wednesday night 7:30.
Positive offset at a tone of 82.5. into net with check in. Please give your call sign phonetically. Then speak it. Your name. Location. If you are monitoring or have severe weather to report, you do not have to be experiencing severe weather to check in. We're looking for reports of damaging winds, 56 miles or more. Any storm damage. Hail of any size. Tornadoes or funnel clouds. Flooding where flooding doesn't normally occur. In 15 minutes of measured rainfall of 1 inch or more, or total rainfall of 1 inch or more in an hour. When giving your report, please give your call sign again, phonetically, then speak it. Type of severe weather, name, time and event, time of the event and other details, street and cross street, city, county, and state. Station wish to check in, call W4GCH. Net control, Charlotte Riddle, Skywalk.
W4GCH.
CRG, go ahead.
Check in November 1, Charlie Romeo Golf, Chris in Lincolnton. I am available for standby. Just be advised, NWS advised that this tornado has been observed by a spotter. No longer radar indicated.
I was looking at back up through there. I did, must have missed out. I saw the one down Lawrence was observed. Okie dokie. And the one in Greenville was picked. All right. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. W4GCH. Go back over since this is a tornado warning, folks. At 1638, National Weather Service put out a tornado warning for southwestern Catawba, northeastern Rutherford County, northeastern Lincoln County, and western Cleveland County, and south central Burke County until 5:15. The severe thunderstorm that was involved is capable of producing tornadoes. That was a tornado which was located 6 miles west of Shelby or over Lattimore, moving north at 35 miles an hour. And radar indicated rotation. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. So the danger storm will be near Lawndale now at this time. Of 1640. Kingstown was 1640, but that's past. Polkville, Kazar, Bellwood, Falston around 1700, and then South Mountain State Park at 1710. So that's what we're looking at. Other locations of impact in this dangerous thunderstorm include Cooksville and Pleasant Grove. Anyone with reportable criteria or would like to check in, please call now. W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywalk.
W4GCH, please check in Whiskey 4, Yankee Foxtrot. That is W4YF. Jim, in Concord, I'll be available. No criteria to report.
W4GCH,
please check in. Kilo November 4, Delta Uniform X-Ray, KN4PUX. Steve up in Cross, North Charlotte. I have no criteria.
Next control would like to recognize W4YF, Mr. Jim, over there in Concord near the racetrack. No report. And thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate you. And at 1655, I have Kilo November 4, Delta Uniform X-Ray, Steve over in Croft, North Charlotte. No report. Thank you very much. Anyone else would like to check into the net? I'm still reading things over here popping up on the screen. Would like to check into this tornado warning or have reportable damage or reportable criteria, please call W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywalk. This is W4GCH. They have now dropped Rutherford County out, but we are still in effect for the tornado warning to remain in effect till 5:15, 17:15 Eastern Daylight for southwestern Catawba, northwestern Lincoln, northwestern Cleveland, and southeastern Burke counties. At 1655, severe thunderstorm capable of producing the tornado was located 10 miles northwest of Shelby, near Polkville, moving north at 30 miles an hour. Radar indicated rotation. Hazard will be a tornado. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. The dangerous storm will be near Bellwood and Falston in about 2 minutes at 1700. Kazar at 1710. Other locations of impact of this dangerous storm include Cooksville and Pleasant Grove. W4GCH, looking for anyone that would like to, has reportable criteria or would like to check in, please call now.
W4GCH, KD4YTI.
4YTI, go ahead, Mark.
Have you got any reports from Mooresboro area? I'm hearing on the scanner they've got a partial roof off of a house and a chicken house on McCraw Road. I'm not sure what the address is. And also McBrayer Homestead, they got in Bowling Springs, they have tree down and multiple power lines down.
The only reports I'm seeing are coming out of South Carolina, Greenville, Pickens, Lawrence, and Union. Those areas down there, there's been a lot of significant damage, and they are looking at two or three of them to definitely be tornado, and that's coming from National Weather Service. Roger, but nothing in this so far, and we can keep our hopes up that there won't be. Roger?
74 JL.
And Dave?
By public service scanner-wise, there have been reports of damage in the Bowling Springs, North Carolina area. Bowling Springs, North Carolina area. All I've got is McCraw Road. I don't know of the damage, and I do not know no cross streets. W4JL.
Roger. Well, public service will make their report for sure. Thank you for that update there, Dave. I appreciate it. Anyone else that has any reportable criteria or would like to check in, please call W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skyway.
W4GCH. Please check in Kilo 4, Tango Yankee Lima, KK4 TYL. Trent, I'll be moving in the Shelby area heading up towards Lawndale area. Also, to go off of what W4JL was saying, listening to the scanner traffic as well, not 100% sure, can't confirm, but I do believe that they was talking about a funnel cloud spotted or a tornado on the ground on Stick Elliott Road. Like I said, I can't confirm anything right at the present moment.
Roger on that, Trent. Time of 1700, KK4TYL. Trent up there mobile around in, did you say you're heading towards Bellwood?
Yes, sir. Heading through Lawndale up towards Bellwood area. If I see any reportable criteria, I'll check back in.
Roger, appreciate that, sir. Like I say, we're still not seeing anything coming across from the reports to the National Weather Service, so we appreciate that. We do not make reports off of public service because they have their own way of reporting to the National Weather Service. That way, we're not doing third party, number one, and number two, we are not holding up resources by reporting something twice. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Trent, if you see something, please let us know. It's getting hit pretty hard down there in Liberty, South Carolina. Several reports down in Pickens County. So there we go. W4GCH, we're looking for anyone to check in or reportable criteria. W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skyway.
W4GCH. Here is Kilo 4, Oscar November Tango. KK4ONT, Darcy, Rock Hill, no reports. I just want to go ahead and put myself checked in the net, please.
I'm 1702, KK4ONT, Darcy, Rock Hill, no report. Thank you, Darcy. Appreciate it very much. Let us know when you need to secure. All right. Still looking for people to check in or anyone with reportable criteria. Please call now. That's 4GCH, Charlie Regal, Scotland.
W4GCH. This is Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Whiskey, KW4TW, Michael Gastonia. No reportable criteria. Checking in.
W4GZH, Ornate Control. This is Kilo Whiskey 4 Romeo Delta.
First, I have 1704 Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Whiskey, Michael Gastonia. No report this evening. Thank you very much for letting us for checking in tonight. Let us know if you need to secure. KW4RD, Mr. Ronnie, over at Mount Holly, I would assume. And everything all right over there, Ronnie?
Yeah, but skies is real, real weird. I need to pass along some traffic to you. Joel, out of Newton, KI4DKX, cannot get into the 230. He's at work in Newton. He will be monitoring the 444450 W4CQ repeater if y'all have anything over.
F4JL.
Bad day.
I'm going to have to shut down. I've got the thundering and lightning getting right on top of me, just to let you know if you can find somebody to pick Chad up. F4JL.
Thank you, Dave. Secure, let us know when you're back. All righty. To my first backup to the backup, let's check here with... John, do you want to stay in the background? I'll call on Mr. Ken.
I'll be around, and that's him. I'll run Chad, maybe. Before the other.
A little scratchy in there. Mr. Ken, are you able to take over Chad at this time?
Z2KAM, I am logging in right now as you speak, so I'll be there in about 1 minute.
Roger, appreciate it. I'm just reading more stuff, man. Pickens County and Lawrence County, and just there, tore up down there. And it looks like we've had another observed. That means it's not been substantiated or anything like that, but the Cherokee, Spartan, and Union County. So they put a tornado warning out in that area. So maybe more coming our way. So this was what we expected to hear out of this going on. So please, anyone with reportable criteria, please call W4GCH for Charlotte Regional Skyward.
Skyward, net.
W4GCH, W2KAM, I have chat up.
I see you're stuck right in here. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. W2KAM, W4GCH. Still looking for check-ins. Or reportable criteria. Stations, please stand by. Hey, we got another tornado warning as the other is about to expire. This one was observed, so there's no radar indication at the moment. This was southeastern Caldwell County and north central Cleveland County, right where Dave is right now, and southeastern Burke County until 6 p.m. At 512, a confirmed tornado was located 15 miles southeast of Morganton or near Kazar, moving up north at 30 miles an hour. That's right, in Dave's back door. Damaging tornado. Public confirmed tornado. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. The tornado will be near Drexel around 5:40, 1740. Conley Springs, Lake Road Hiss, Rutherford College, Valdez, Icard around 1750, 5:50 p.m. Lenore, Hudson, Sawmills, Cages Mountain, and Granite Falls around 6 p.m., 1800 hours. Other locations of impact in this dangerous thunderstorm include North Lakes and Pleasant Grove. To repeat, a tornado is on the ground. Take cover now. Move to a basement or interior room, your lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows if you're outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle. Move to the closest substantial shelter protect yourself from flying debris. So report any reportable criteria right here, Charlotte Regional Skyward. We're looking for anyone who has reportable criteria at this time. Please call W4GCH Charlotte Regional Skyward.
W4GCH,
KG4YPE. KG4YPE, go ahead.
Well, I got the alert, so I'm checking in, even though I know it's not in my neighborhood.
I got you. No report. KG4YPE, Mr. West over at Cabarrabbas County, near Harrisburg. And we have you with no report. Thank you. Let us know if you need to secure W4GCH. Anyone else like to check in or has reportable criteria? Maybe we'll hear from Mr. Dave here before long. Hopefully that's out of his back door. Please give a little prayer for Dave, W4GCH.
I'm back up and running, but it ain't completely gone. That's 4GM.
It had to be right in your back door.
Up on Facebook Live and went outside with the camera, you could have seen the rotation in the clouds go right behind the house up across towards South Mountain.
When it came out, that last one, after you secured, it was, it just said it was right where you were at. All right. Appreciate it. And I'm looking at the radar right now. And by the way, folks, if you didn't understand, the first tornado warning has now expired, and that was for Catawba, Lincoln, and Cleveland, Western Cleveland, and Burke County. That has expired. At this time, we have the one going for southeastern Caldwell, north central Cleveland, and southeastern Burke County until 6 p.m. W4GCH. And we're looking for anyone to reportable criteria or any of those to check in. Dave, take a little breather. We've got Ken in chat. And just relax. W4GCH.
Bring, I'm actually mobile. Even mom's heading back to my QTA. Be 20-minute ride.
Roger on the 20-minute ride, W4GCH. This is W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywarn. We have two to read to you. All stations, please stand by as they load up. First off, the tornado warning for north central Cleveland County is now canceled. And this thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm, which prompted the warning, has moved out of Cleveland County. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. And that was at the time of 1727. The tornado warning remains in effect till 6 p.m. for southeastern Caldwell and southeastern Burke counties. At 1726, a confirmed tornado was located 10 miles southeast of Morganton or 6 miles northeast of South Mountain State Park, moving north at 30 miles an hour. Damaging tornado, public confirmed tornado. Flying debris will be dangerous for those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged and destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. The tornado will be near Rutherford College, Valdez, Icard, Hildebrand around 1740. And then Lake Roadhiss, Conley Springs, Granite Falls, Roadhiss, Longview around 1750. And then Lenore, Hudson, Sawmills, Cages Mountain, Gamewell, if you're listening, John, Gamewell, around 6 p.m. All other locations impacted this dangerous weather, dangerous storm include North Lakes and Pleasant Grove. Man, Pleasant Grove has been under the gun in every one of these. To repeat, tornado is on the ground. Take cover. Move to a basement, interior room, lowest floor. Sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you're outdoors in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to a close substantial shelter for protection for yourself from flying debris. If you are on or near Lake Roadhiss, get away from the water. Move to safe shelter immediately. If you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. Severe thunderstorms can produce large capsizing waves. Even on the small bodies of water, move to dock, into a dock and seek safe shelter now. Do not be caught on the water in a thunderstorm. If you have any reports or would like to check in, please call W4GCH Charlotte Regional Skywarn. This is W4GCH Charlotte Regional Skywarn. We're looking for anyone to check in or has anyone with reportable criteria. At the moment, we are looking at a tornado warning for Caldwell, and get the right one here. I apologize because that one's out. For Cleveland County is no longer. But we have for Caldwell County and southeastern Burke County until 6 p.m. So if anyone has a reportable criteria in those areas, Rutherford College, Valdez, Icard, Hildebrand, Lake Rodehiss, Conley Springs, Granite Falls, Rodehiss, Longview would be at 1750. 1540 is about to happen. That would be Rutherford College, Valdez, Icard, and Hildebrand. And then Lenore, Hudson, and Sawmills, Cages Mountain, and Gamewell at 6 p.m. Please take cover if you are definitely in that area, Rutherford College, Valdez, Icard, and Hildebrand. This is W4GCH looking for check-in or reportable criteria. Charlotte Regional Skywalk.
Whiskey Victor 7, Tango India, Mike, Tim, and Lenore checking in on standby.
Time 1737, Whiskey Victor 7, Tango, India, Mike, Tim, Lenore with no report. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you on standby. W4GCH. Charlotte Regional Skywarn, looking for check-ins or reportable criteria. All right, this is W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywarn. We're still under a tornado warning until 6 p.m. At this time, we're looking at, it's moving into Morganton area, Lenore. It's past Morganton, it's in Lenore almost. So you should be taken care of at this time. It was expected to be at Lake Rodehiss, Conley Springs, Granite Falls, Rodehiss, and Longview at 5:50 p.m., 1750. So please be very careful. Then it moves into Hudson, Sawmills, Cages Mountain, and Gamewell around 6 p.m. Anyone that reportable criteria, please call W4GCH Charlotte Regional Skywarn. Hey folks, John AG4ZL has just made a report of a tornado crossing I-40 at mile marker 114 per fire traffic in Caldwell County. But don't know if it's that's by the fire department. Hopefully that thing is. It's looking structure collapse, concrete. So things are happening up in Conley Springs. So please be very careful. And it's looking getting worse for the wear up in the Lenore area. So anyone out there has reportable criteria would like to call. Check in, please call W4GCH Charlotte Regional Skywarn.
W4GCH AK4C, just out of curiosity, is that three tornado spots spotted?
Oh no, down in Pickens and Lawrence County, all the way down through there, it has been terrible for the last 2 hours. They're still making reports down there, and there's another one brewing down that way, so it could come up here, possibly come into Cleveland County if it continues the way it's going. Just not sure at this point. So we've only had now make two in our 15-county area. Roger.
Roger, I was just curious. I appreciate it. I'm about to designate a church, so I'm going to go ahead and secure. But I'm in Shelby. I'll come back on if anything happens around here later on. AK4C, I'll be clear. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ben. We appreciate it. AK4C, you are secured now at time 1752. And have a good evening in church. Let us know if we're still here, be sure and check back in. W4GCH. This is W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywarn. at this thing about to wind down, but there has been a major damage up in the Colony Springs area in Burke County. Cup Creek Circle, folks need prayer up there, as multiple people trapped, heavy structure damage, multiple homes, the damage they have requested mutual aid, so they passed that along through National Weather Service, so please keep those folks in your thoughts and prayers up that way. This is W4GCH, still looking for anyone to check in, anyone that needs secure or anyone's reportable criteria. Please call W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skyway.
Net Control, this is AG4ZL, priority report.
John, I'm watching you on the chat. Go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to report to you, just there is a tornado on the ground, confirmed. Hudson Fire Department reported a tornado on the ground. Has been confirmed, over.
Roger. Just reading it. It's been reported. Thank you very much, John. Take care of what's going on up there. We got it all controlled down here. Roger.
Roger that. AG4ZL.
And time would be 17:59. What John was talking about up in Gainwell, that's where he is. Hudson Fire Department spotted a tornado on the ground just south of the fire department building, confirmed by Hudson Fire Department. So they have actually opened up another tornado warning going on up into the north of here, north of Burke County there, so it is still pretty bad over there, and we're looking at all the other tornado watches have kind of cleared out of the whole GSP area except for that, so you got one, but the severe thunderstorm warning coming this way, it looks like that would be it. W4GCH.
Charlotte Regional Skyborne, KW4RD.
KW4RD, Mr. Ronnie, go ahead. Time 18:09.
Yes, sir. My mother is on the phone and she lives in Blacksburg, South Carolina. Are you showing anything in that area? Over.
Not at this time. There is a tornado warning that could affect her because it's just almost in that corner. Let me go over here and look at it again. It's for Cherokee and Union County until 6:45 p.m., but have not heard of anything happening down there yet. Haven't seen it come across chat. Does that help you out, Ronnie?
Roger, roger. She said she'll let you know she lives a mile from the North Carolina line, but we just wanted to make sure.
Roger, roger. All right. We'll, if I see anything pop through where they're having anything down Gaffney Way or whatever, I will holler for you, Roger.
Yeah, she's in Blacksburg, over.
Roger on Blacksburg. If I see, I'm saying Gaffney's right kind of in the middle of that block, so if I see, it's not in our area, but if I see something pop up, I'll be sure and holler for you, Roger.
Roger, roger. I appreciate it, Greg. Let me get out here so you can carry on. Appreciate it. KW4RD, standing by.
Roger, Ronnie. KW4RD, W4GCH. Anyone else like to check in at this time or make any reports at this moment? We have nothing going in our area. Everything has cleared out. There's a severe thunderstorm warning to the west. Out here, just trying to guess, it's just over west, it's east of Asheville, kind of between I-40 and US 221. So it could move into our area. Doubt it's not showing anything at the moment, but that's the only thing we have going on at the moment. So everything else, this one that we're just talking with Ronnie, could move up into Cleveland County, quite possible. So we're going to kind of hang here for a little bit and see what happens. But this time, there's no active warnings in our 15-county area. If you'd like to check in, secure, or would have reportable criteria, please call W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skyway.
Copy me.
You're scratchy, but readable, KG4YP.
Okay, I was just hoping I could make it through. I wasn't on call 10, but I might take it to KG4YP.
Sorry, I was reading stuff. Go ahead.
As long as I'm halfway there, I guess it's better than KG4YP.
I agree with you. I'll leave it at that. Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. I got another one coming up here. Folks, just all stations, please stand by. They have reissued another tornado warning for Caldwell County due to the reports coming out of that area, and I guess we have another one running in there. So, the tornado warning in effect till 6:30 p.m. for northeastern Caldwell. At 6:12, a confirmed tornado was located 4 miles northeast of Lenore or near Cedar Rock, moving north 30 miles an hour. Damaging tornado was the hazard. Fire department confirmed tornado, so that would have been there at the Hudson Fire Department. And flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will remain over mainly rural areas of northeastern Caldwell County, including the following locations of Kings Creek. So please repeat, this tornado is on the ground. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors or in a mobile home or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Heavy rainfall may hide this tornado. You may not be able to see the funnel. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado. That means don't wait for the train, folks. Take cover now. W4GCH, Charlie Regal, Scotland. You aren't anywhere near the area of Bearwood Drive, Mount Hermon Road, Hudson, North Carolina. Please take cover. We now have more structures damaged up that way in Burke County, or in Burke County. And we also have a tractor trailer flipped over at CC and PI, I don't know what that is, at 321 in Hudson, North Carolina. So please be careful. W4GCH, Charlotte Regional, Skywalk. Anyone would like to check in or have a reportable criteria or needs to seek cure, please call now.
Net Control, this is KW4TW. Did you say CC, C, and TI? If so, that's going to be the college in Hickory.
Caldwell County Community and Technical Institute. See? Yeah, thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. W4GCH.
So that's going to be the one. KW4TW monitor.
W2KAM.
Did you by any chance see my text to you on the chat?
Negative, but let me look. I see it now.
Just reply on chat, W4GCH.
Roger.
Stations, please stand by. Tornado warning. That's Weather Service for tornado warning for southeastern Rutherford County, southwestern Cleveland, and northwestern Cherokee in the upstate South Carolina until 7 p.m. At 6:23 p.m., severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Gaffney, moving north at 30 miles an hour. Radar indicated rotation. Flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Trees damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Mooresboro and Boiling Springs, North Carolina at 1850. In Ellenboro, Lattimore, and Kingstown, around 7 p.m. or 1900. Locations impacted include, along with this dangerous thunderstorm, Cliffside, Thickety, Henrietta, and Caroline. Take cover now. Move to a basement or interior room at the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Heavy rainfall may coincide with this tornado. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado, or as I like to say, the train. Take cover now. Any reports, reportable criteria, or folks need to check in, or would like to secure, please call W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywalk.
WX4LAB. W4GCH.
Good evening, Jeffrey. Did you get up from your nap? Just kidding. I got you in here right now at a time of 1828. And welcome aboard. And Jeffrey is in over there in Kannapolis at the Kannapolis South Weather Station. Anything you'd like to bring to the net?
Not right now. Because literally, I did wake up, Greg. Thank you.
Oh, just a little bit of humor there into all this. Been a long and very busy one, not for right in here, but Caldwell County, Burke County, and then you get into other areas of GSP around Spartanburg, south of there. It's been really, really bad. If you scroll back through what's going on presently and previously on the chat. W4GCH, looking for anyone to check in, anyone with reportable criteria, anyone that needs to secure. Please call W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywalk. W4RD, Ronnie, are you there? W4GCH. W4GCH. Anyone out there like to check in on this... still in a tornado warning for Cleveland County and southeastern Rutherford and northwestern Cherokee in South Carolina until 7 p.m. Anyone would like to check in, has reportable criteria, needs secure, or any questions, please call W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywalk.
W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywalk, KW4RD.
W4RD, Mr. Ronnie, I've been hollering for you.
I'm sorry, I had to turn down. I was on the phone. Go ahead, sir.
Problem, at this time, that storm has, the last one we had, the warning we had to come out, went to the east, or the west of your mom, so she should be clear at this point in time. Roger.
Roger, Roger, I appreciate it, and I will call and let her know right now. Thank you, sir. W4GCH, KW4RD, standing by. Thank you.
Roger, we aim to please. W4GCH. Anyone else like to check in or need reportable criteria reported? Like to secure? Please call W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywalk. 1CRG, W4GCH. You there, Chris?
N1CRG, W4GCH, Chris.
Don't mind, I'm going to let you knock the cobwebs out. It's been a while. Let me take a quick 10-minute break, if you don't mind, and I'll be right back. Roger.
QSL, N1CRG, resuming Mexico.
I'm 1837. Thanks, sir.
N1CRG from N4LAP. I'm approximately 5 miles from the warned area. I'll keep an eye out and report if I see anything, but right now no activity in this particular area.
All right. Thank you, sir. Stay careful out there. Getting a little dark, but yeah, the signature is just to the south. Just to the north of the state line and right at the corner of Rutherford and Cleveland County. So be careful. N1CRG.
N1CRG, W4GCH.
Go ahead, Greg.
I'm back. Did you give the weather statement for Rutherford, Cleveland, and Cherokee, Union, Chester, and Spartanburg?
Negative. I was on the radio talking when it came through, so it's not had a chance to get it out yet.
Roger. I'm back. Do you want to stop? Let me know.
It's up to you, and otherwise we're still here standing by.
As well. Got my feet wet for now, right? Folks, special weather statement at 1842 came through for Greater Rutherford, which is not us, but Cleveland County, York, South Carolina, Cherokee and Union, South Carolina, Chester, South Carolina, which is us, and Spartanburg. Thunderstorms with torrential rainfall will impact southeast Rutherford, north, southwest Cleveland, northwest Chester, southwest York, eastern Spartanburg, Cherokee, and northern Union counties until 7:30 p.m. At 7:41, Doppler radar indicated thunderstorms with torrential rainfall along the line extending from 7 miles southeast of Spartanburg to 8 miles southeast of Union, South Carolina, moving north at 35 miles an hour. Locations of impact include Gaffney, Union, Pacolet, Cowpens, Monarch Mill, Mayo, Buffalo, Jonesville, Pacolet Mills, and Lockhart. Wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour with torrential rainfall rates up to 3 inches per hour will be possible in these areas. A combination of gusty winds and saturated soil conditions will cause scattered trees and power lines to fall. Seek shelter inside an interior room. These storms may intensify, so be certain to monitor Charlotte Regional Skywarn at this time. And as he said, we are in a modified standby time. If you do need to secure it, just give me a holler. If you need to check in, we'll take check-ins time to time as this thing passes through, and hopefully maybe we might be done all that for a little bit. Well, they are still continuing the tornado warning for Cleveland and Rutherford until 7 p.m., and Cherokee has now been canceled. The tornado warning for Cherokee, South Carolina, which is not us, has been canceled. W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywarn, time
1845.
KN4FXW. KA4XSW, is that correct?
Kilo November 4, Foxtrot X-ray Whiskey.
KA4FXW, go ahead, sir. Your name and location, sir?
I'm Rick in Mooresville. I just put up a J pole and I'm testing to see how it works. How do you copy?
Hello, Rick. It's Greg. W4GCH. We're in a Skywarn, but you're sounding great. You got you're in there almost totally full quieting, and with this storms coming through and heading your way and everybody else's, you are doing really well. I think you made a fine purchase there, and we got you in here at no report. Let us know if you need to secure it or if you're going to secure it this time. W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywarn.
W4GCH, thanks for the help. I'm sorry to interrupt. I listened for a minute, but I didn't hear any traffic on Skywarn. Sorry for interrupting. Thanks for your help.
Rick, you did not interrupt. We're kind of like in a, we have a tornado warning still going over in Cleveland County. Otherwise, we have a thunderstorm special statement, and we're kind of winding down a little bit. Hopefully, it's going to turn into all rain here before long. That's what we're hoping. There's still a line out to the west of us, but we're going to see what happens as it comes over that last mountain ridge. All righty, W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywarn, standing by unless someone needs to check in, secure, or has reportable criteria. W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywarn. The National Weather Service will let the tornado warning for Cleveland County and Rutherford County to expire at 7 p.m. So at this time, we'll kind of hang loose here for a few minutes and see how things go from there, but it looks like we may be able to wind this thing down very shortly. This is W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywarn. All right, folks, this is W4GCH, Charlotte Regional Skywarn, and at this time, we only have one special weather statement in Cleveland County, which I think goes till 7:30, just thunderstorm. It's nothing severe. Winds of less than 40 miles an hour. We will secure it this time, and someone will be around to listen. And if anything happens, we will break in. So at a time of 19:05, we will close this net and return the W4BFB repeater back to normal amateur use. Thank you very much for your participation. If it were not for you, we would not have the Charlotte Regional Skywarn or the PSG. Thank you very much. We'll see you back here about 54 more minutes before the Sunday night edition of the PSG. W4GCH, returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. And thank you again. Goodbye.
Okay, this is KJ4ZIZ. Computers back to normal operation. Weather radio is active. KJ4ZIZ.
John, appreciate it. W4GCH.
KK4JRW. Oh, wow. I just messed all of this up. Break. KK4JRW. KN4COH. Let me do it one more time the right way. KK4JRW. KN4DOH.